To start, settle into a comfortable position and pick a point on the ceiling or somewhere above you that you can comfortably look at for about a minute. Staring at that spot, take three really deep breaths, filling your lungs with air and then exhaling completely. As you exhale on your third breath, you may notice yourself blinking a lot. This is okay. After you've exhaled, gently close your eyes and let your focus go wherever it wants to. As a child, you most likely heard the word no spoken or yelled to you a lot. In fact, it may have been one of the most frequently uttered phrases you heard. It most likely was spoken, at least at first, as a way of keeping you safe. It was spoken out of love and a desire to keep you alive and well. But I'm willing to bet it didn't feel very good to hear it. Being told no is not very fun. From that early age, you probably had feelings of sadness, loneliness, rejection, and shame from hearing it, thinking you were a bad person because you heard it frequently. Chances are, though, that you were perfectly normal, just trying to test the world around you. Hot stoves, busy streets, long falls, dangerous animals, objects to choke on, stairs, you name it. There are a lot of dangers out there for a small child that parents must look out for and tell you no to avoid. Then as we grow older, the word no begins to mean more. Rejection from a potential boyfriend or girlfriend hits us hard. The inability to get a particular job is devastating. The word no just becomes more deeply ingrained as a very painful trigger. Unfortunately, we tend to take these feelings from being told no with us throughout our lives. And by the time we're adults, inflicting those feelings on someone else by telling them no is, to your subconscious, akin to physically hurting them. Therefore, we tend to say yes just to avoid having these people we care about or that mean something to us feel those feelings. We take on more than our fair share of activities, tasks, and so much more, hurting our own lives, our own stress levels, and health, just to make them feel good. This needs to stop. So I want you to think of a time where you were told no, and that it brought up negative feelings. It can be recently, or whatever your subconscious gives you right now. Now picture this negative association of the word no. Put it front and center in your mind's eye, as big and as colorful as you can make it. It can be a moving picture. It does not need to be a still picture. Okay, now I want you to move the picture to the upper right corner of your mind's eye. And now shrink it down to just a small picture. And then turn the colors down until it's black and white. Finally, with the sound of a toilet flushing, make the picture zoom out of your mind's eye, disappear with a poof, and then think of that sound that the lock makes when clicking. Now I want you to think of a time when you've said no to someone and it's made you feel guilty and bad. Picture this negative association of the word no. Put it again front and center in your mind's eye, as big and as colorful as you possibly can make it. And again, it can be a moving picture or a still picture. Okay, now move the picture to the upper right corner of your mind's eye. And shrink it down into just a small picture. And then turn the colors you see all the way down until it's black and white. And finally, with the sound of a toilet flushing, make the picture zoom out of your mind's eye, disappear with a poof, and then think of the sound that a lock makes when clicking. Now I want you to think of a time in the future when someone you care about asks you to do something, but by doing so will really create a lot of stress and overwhelm in your life. It's really something you don't want to do. Feel yourself staying calm, explaining that you would love to do it, but really are not able to do so at this time. Watch as your loved one calmly accepts your answer and seems completely okay and not in the least bit upset. Feel how you lack any feeling of guilt and second-guessing yourself, and instead feel at peace with yourself and proud of yourself for putting yourself first. From now on, you'll have the confidence to say no when it serves you and do so with feelings of peace and calmness. Now take one more deep, cleansing breath. As you fill your lungs, feel like you are bursting with confidence in your newfound skill to say no. And as you exhale, feel like you are pushing away all negative feelings. Gently feel the sensation in your arms and legs. And then when you're ready, open your eyes and come back to the room. Remember, saying no is not a sign of weakness, nor something you should do to please someone else if it's putting a burden on you. You are worth being protective of your time. You deserve the best health and quality of life, and choose the things that will help you get there.